So part three, and we will have a break. Don't worry. You look like you still have energy. I know that there's Mary Kay, thank you for the honesty. It's like, no, I need a break. I wanted to get part three started before we have a break. Can we do that? Can we get part three started? Most of you are saying yes. And Mary Kay is going like wide-eyed, like, I don't think so. Thank you for your honesty. All right. Here's what we're going to do then. Let me just do an introduction to part three, and then we'll carry on part three after a break, because I want you all to be able to be present. And we've been going for, you know, over an hour and a half now. Mary Kay, can you hang in there for another, not a long block, but a, you know, 5 minutes, not more than 10. Yeah. You'll call me on it if I'm over. Thank you. Okay, good. So part three, is those building blocks of offers, this that we just talked about. What I want to do is go into some details about it. We already did that though, really. We already did some of the details about each of those. So I know that you've got a working feel for it. And then after we come back, after the break, I'm going to give you some time to actually workshop it, to be, we'll put you into Zoom rooms and where you can actually do this. And each of you, you've done some of this probably before. You heard Karen's about what's lying around on your shop room floor sort of thing. Or for some of you, if you're listening to me afterwards, it's completely new to you, then you'll get some time to actually do this. What is lying around on my shop room floor? What is my best stab? Like we did, Diane, in our private session, what is my best stab at what it is the transformation I think they want, and, you know, or that I want to give to them. And then something like, who do I think my ideal client is? Best stab at it. And you know things about this. I think pointing to Karen is the best example of this right now, and to Mary Kay. Karen is like, when I said you could work with in couples relationships, she's like, no, like she knows it's not that person. You could work with people on the cancer journey. No, that's not who you're working with right now. You know things about that person. Even when you don't know what you're not doing, turn 180 degrees, you know, it's like who you are working with. So you know it's, and if we try to reach everybody, nobody's going to hear. Who is a person you really, really want to help? We'd be specific about that person. I can't talk to, I used to say, I still say it, my heavenly dad now, right? You know, my dad and my daughter at the same time. I can't. So even if I want to offer them a cookie, I would say very different things to them if I want to offer them a cookie. You know, Dana, you're about to jump on the stationary bike. I know you want to do a really hard workout. These cookies both are delicious, and they're going to give you tons of energy before you hop on. Do you want one? My dad would not be motivated at all by that, you know. Dad, I got these. These are called dad's cookies, just like Papera used to have, like my grandfather used to have. And the guy at the, because my dad loves stories too. And the guy, I was talking to the guy at the corner store, and he swears by this, and all of his family eat these all the time. And he's a farmer, by the way. That would be my, you know. he grew up just near you in Medicine Hat. And he knew your cousin. Do you want to try these? Like, no, like they don't think at all alike. I can't talk to both of them other than I'll just say, nice cookies, want some? Like, who cares, right? Who is exactly that person? So that's what we'll do as we come back after the break. What's lying around on your shop room floor? There's more than you think. What's the transformation? And I'll say a little bit more about that as we go into workshop it. And then the ideal client, like, what's their top of mind problem? What's hurting them? What do they really, really want? You know, so who is that person that you want to work with? So we'll do some work on that part three, continued after the break. Is that clear where we're headed to? So you can be thinking about these elements over the break, or just taking a break in Shavasana and rejuvenate your energy in whatever way is best for you. But that's where we're headed. Any questions without which we can't go into break? All clear? All right, so let's take a break from, at my house it's 2:09 till 2:20. Does that work for you? 2:20. Yep,
Go ahead. Do you want us to work on these on our break, or we're not gonna work on it until we come back?
I'll give you some time to work on it when you come back. It depends on your energy level. If you're like, wow, I can't wait to get started and think about this, and I wanna grab some papers that will help me, go and do that. If you go, man, I just need to lie in Shavasana, do that. So whatever rejuvenates your energy, and then bonus, if you want to start thinking about it. And even if you lie in Shavasana, you know, the back of your mind might be thinking about it. So I wanted to mention that's where we're headed. Make sense? Okay. That answer your question? Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Marie. Got it. Yeah, we need to, Karen says in the chat, we need to choose the clients we work with. It has to be right for both of us, exactly. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back at 2:20. Take care of yourself. Don't answer email. Don't take care of other people. Take care of yourself. And I'll see you in 10 minutes. See you soon. So welcome back. Welcome back. So we are at part three continued. And part three is the building blocks of offers, those three circles that we talked about in the first, in part two, and just a couple more details about them, and then the workshopping of them so that you've got some time to dive into what's laying around on your shop room floor, what's the transformation, and who is your ideal client, so you can start to play with these things, and so you can be on the court tomorrow making these offers. And yeah, worried about making mistakes, don't worry about it, because every piece that you do, everything that you bump into, you, it's like Marie going, well, I thought I wanted to work with beginners. It wasn't a mistake. It was just part of the journey. Now I've learned that this is who I even more want to work with. So it's more like refining and discovering as you go. All right. So any burning questions that came up before, like during the break, that you want to dive into before we actually workshop this, I'd like to go right to workshopping. So you have time to do this, right? So we're going to do some of the workshopping in different ways. So no burning questions. All right. How's this landing for you? Is this making sense to you? Is this feeling simple? Is this feeling like, oh, right, these are the building blocks? Yeah. I'm checking the real answer. Yeah. Okay. Lots of nods in the room. Fantastic. All right. I think the way we're going to do the what's lying around on your shop room floor, you can continue this work. You can continue all these after this call. I encourage you to do that. Get in touch with each other, play with it, pull more out. Like you saw me doing, it's like, wait, hang on there. Wow, there's a wealth of what's in that one piece on your shop room floor that beyond the time that we have here to do it, but you can spend an hour, you can spend 2 hours on this, like do this and then come and ask me questions about it on the Q&A calls, right? I think what I want to do is just give you time here, just quiet time working. For, let me see, 4 minutes, 2:23 right now. And here's how I want you to do this. So we'll go till 2:27, just right here on the page in front of you. Dive into what's lying around in your shop room floor. If you've done this before, you can pull out what you've had before and build it. If you already know one of the things, you can build sub things underneath it. Like, you know, oh, I've like, Karen, I've got an MBA. Well, I had to work really hard to do that. Or I really had focused intentionality and I had to travel across the country to do, like, she could build subcategories of that going on forever. And then each thing that she could add more to the list and go out to more aspects of what she's done and dig back into different parts of her life. And so let this be kind of stream of consciousness. Don't think, just jot it down. It's still 2:23, 2:24 right now. So 2:28, don't edit, just write. No editing. Keep the pen to the page. Keep writing until 2:28. Go.
Do you want us only to work on what's on the shop room floor part one?
Yes. What's lying around your shop room floor? Dive in. Know it. Really know it. Own it. Write it down. Okay. Time flies. That's 4 minutes. Do you have some things on your shop room floor that you've written down? Just for fun, let's hear one from each of you all in the next 30 seconds. So just unmute, say something just for fun so we can hear the diversity of things. Just go ahead and say it, like unmute and say it. I want this like in the next 30 seconds, all of you, right? Mm-hmm. 10 seconds.
Caregiver for family members in hospice.
Yeah. New Yukon River.
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
I can hear the Yukon River for half days.
Oh. What else? Mm-hmm.
I have worked with challenging horses to bring them confidence to continue to go in competition.
Mm, good. What else?
Hakomi, energy of the mind.
Oh, yeah. Heidi.
Philanthropy background.
Look at that. Isn't it just in hearing that? Don't you want to like snuggle up closer to everybody? You know, it's like, I want to hear more about you. I want to hear more about that. It's just, it's really highly attractive. That's from one at random from each of you. It's so beautiful. And I with what's lying around on your shop room floor, the transformation and ideal client, I want you to think about them. And remember, here's my very simple picture, right? That these, and then in the interaction with that real person, that's how we understand all these elements better, right? But I want you to think about each of these separately, but they interact with each other, but we separate them out so we can dive into each one, but they start to interact, right? But so it's a little bit artificial to pull them apart, but it's for a reason. So we can see each object as though they were objects and then let them interact. Am I making sense? All right, so let's do it like this again. Let's just have you take some time on your own. Let's do 4 minutes again, and it'll start in a minute or so. And if you can mute yourselves, there's a number of you unmuted. So if you can mute yourselves, so we've got a nice clear recording for everybody and clear hearing right now. The transformation, you know, what do you want from them? How do you help? How do you serve? What is that thing that you do? Just taking your best stab at it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And if you know the high ticket virtual retreat, when this community first started, I didn't even know what that transformation was. I really didn't know, but didn't stop the first person from coming in. It's highly important. And also it happens in real conversations. Don't get hung up about it. Go do, go do, go do, all right? And I certainly couldn't have said this when this community started, but here's my, you know, just off the cuff, an idea of what the transformation is for me. So what would I say about it? And this is just in the moment. Well, I know that I help people with story. So here's my version of it. You know, I help people with story. So stories are everywhere in our businesses. It's our marketing, it's our sales, it's everything we do. And I really get that stories, I'm not trying to do marketing speak. I'm just trying to really understand what it is I do and just say it in simple language for myself, right? So, and stories, I have learned this about my transformation, that the foundational part is that stories are everywhere. And that when people get this, it's like how they brush their teeth. It's how they walk the dog. It's what they're thinking first thing in the morning. It's just like when people get that stories are everywhere, profound transformation can happen. Not only do their companies grow, but they have conversations with their spouse that they haven't had in 30 years or 40 years or 50 years. There's spin-off benefits to it. They know who they are in so much deeper way. They get the trajectory of their life even is a story, and the vision for their company is a story. So they get to play at such a bigger level. Do you see, like, I'm not organizing it. I'm kind of going stream of consciousness. It's like, these are some of the things that I know happens to people and what I so want for them. And it's something to do with story. So can you jot that down for you? Your best shot at it right now doesn't need to be perfect. It's going to evolve. It's a process. Jot it down, take 4 minutes. It's 2:32 right now. What's your transformation? What is it that you want for people when they come to be with you and you work with them? What do you want for them? 4 minutes. Okay, I'm just finishing up that sentence. Do come back to this later. If you're listening to the recording later, you know, pause the recording and you can give yourself 10 minutes and you can do this afterwards, all right? But I want to do this right on the court, and I'd love to hear. It's always going to be in process. You don't wait until it's perfected. You get out there on the court with what you've got. As I say, the first person who came into this community, I didn't know what the transformation was. It was very vague. I had a real conversation with her. We started the work. So let's hear little bits and pieces. And again, it doesn't have to be just one set sentence. My sentence might be stories are everywhere. But there's a whole bunch of things that I was saying. And just off the top of my head, this is what I want for people. Let's hear some phrases that you've got down that so we can hear some of the diversity of what the transformations are in this room and how you're working with us. So just want to spend 1 minute. Yeah. Diane.
I take people from being stressed to relaxed. So their communication is better. They have less angry outbursts and they're more patient. From anxious to calm. So they're living more in the present.
Yeah. Beautiful, right? And under each one of those, there's more. And I love that angry outburst. I mean, how much is that alone worth? Do you get it? That one thing, you have that in your life or you don't have that in your life. What's that worth? Fantastic. Yeah, let's hear a couple more. Yeah, Heidi.
Show autism moms it's not their job to fix their kids themselves or anyone else. Our only job with our kids, autistic or not, ourselves and others, is to love ourselves and others.
When they actually got that, and again, I'm not looking for, this is great, because I'm not looking for marketing speak. I'm not looking for how you're going to speak to that person, nothing. It's just like, what do you know of the real thing that happens to them when they come and do this work? They might not know that yet. They might not speak it like that yet, but you know this is going to profoundly change their lives. Thank you. Let's hear one more. Yeah, Mary Kay.
I help people be the person that their horse will choose.
Oh, how cool is that? And there's, can you hear that when Mary Kay says that, there's a world of like she could write paragraphs underneath that. Can you hear it? Because well, who, and Mary Kay, just tell us a little bit about off the top of your head of think of a horse right now. It could be yours or somebody else's. And think of some of the things that that horse would want. And like, because you could say a million things, but just a few things in that one sentence is a world of transformation.
What the horse wants, the horse wants to be listened to. He wants to be heard. He wants to have a connection with the person. He wants to have value in what he does. Is that enough?
Yes. Can you hear that? That could keep going. And underneath every one of yours, there's a whole page full of, oh, it's that. That's the transformation. We spend so much time trying to translate things into marketing and market. It's sales first, then marketing. The marketing stage three. Very simple things to go out and talk to people. It's like we talk to somebody and go, hey, maybe I can help you. Want to have a conversation? You know, we spend all this time trying to turn things into marketing speak. I don't even really believe in marketing speak anyway. It's just like real words for real people. And when we're on the court with people, we'll know how they speak and we can create all that later. Stage three, here we get what it really is that we're doing. Thank you. Karen, you want to add something?
I know you have a plan here, but this is really valuable for me to hear what other people wrote. And can we hear some more of what other people have said?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take you off track.
Karen, you go for it. And then Anna Maria, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah.
Oh, well, I feel like I'm always talking. I'm happy to read what I wrote. I was asking for others, but I can read what I wrote too.
Yeah, you go first. Like from those that I'm calling, and then Anna Maria.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want for them to see how important communication is in all that they do, how they speak, make requests, expect things of others, how you show up teaches people how to treat you. How do you show up for yourself? Do you keep your word with yourself and others? When you start keeping your word in all situations, others will see this and start doing the same with you because they'll expect that. You will expect that of them. It ripples into all relationship with everyone and their relationships in their lives as well. The ripple is magnificent and they notice and will comment on that change.
Thank you, Karen. Good. And here's the thing. Can you hear how any one piece of that, if we open that out and thought, what's the real effect on somebody's life when they actually have that? How much that rocks their world, even one of those pieces. And sometimes we go, well, I don't know what the transformation is, so I can't go out and talk to people yet. You know a ton about it. You know a ton about it already. Anna Maria, can you tell us what a few things that you've got on your page?
Yes. I like people to help them have trust in their horses and the horses trust in them. To take a deep breath when the horses are scared, to look around to help their horses. Just by you looking around, you can help your horse be at ease. To be lighter in their interaction with their horses. How to get to the horse's heart by moving at the speed of trust. To ride, train, and compete with loving kindness.
I love it. Thank you. And, you know, Anna Maria and Mary Kay have parallels in the work that they do, but it's not the same. And they both work with such heart, and it's not the same. Can you guys hear the difference in that and the difference in their come from place? There's parallels clearly, but there's also differences. Every person, you are so unique in what you bring to the world. It has to do with what's lying around in your shop room floor, for instance, right? So Anna Maria, like when you said to teaching somebody that so they can take a deep breath when their horse is scared, that they might not even know that they need that. But what's the difference? If they just actually enacted that one piece of what Anna Maria knows is the transformation, what could happen? Can you hear how priceless that is? Their horse is scared. They don't take a breath. They're all anxious and crazy. And what happens? Like, what could happen in that split second? One thing versus another. And what's that worth? Do you guys hear that? All these things that you've written down, they are like, how do you put a price on that, right? It's so valuable. So thank you for calling for that, Karen. So the what's lying around in your shop room floor, the transformation. And then here's what I think I want to do. I was going to do it in a different order, but because we went in so deep with this, let me see. Do I want to do this? Yes, I'm going to do this in a slightly different order just because of how the conversation is unfolding. And I think you're going to really like this and you'll hear this well. So I want to hear, let me think. No, I want to give you 2 minutes. I'm going to add another 2 minutes here. I want you to look at what's lying around in your shop room floor, what you've got down in front of you. And there's more that you could write, but just with what's in front of you, it's all perfect. I want you to look at the transformation and just start to match it up. And you can even go like, it doesn't have to be the obvious thing. You can take like, I used to have nice hair when I was 5, you know, like it's one of the things that was lying around, right? It's the quirkiest things. You can even go like, it doesn't have like, our stories are deeper than we think. Let me put it like that. So pick something that's lying around on your shop room floor and you'll go, oh my goodness, this thing that I want for them, when I pick up this piece lying around on the shop room floor, that actually will help me help that person with that. I didn't realize it before now, but this is part of what I bring to the table. When we know that, again, I'm not talking marketing speak, not all that. I just want you to see that. Are you understanding that? Like, look at what's lying around in your shop room floor, look at the transformation and start to match it up. Right, the fact that I've got, you know, like for Mary Kay, a background in Hakomi helps me listen completely differently. And that's going to help me do this X about my transformation. Does that make sense? Take 2 minutes to start to match it up. There's countless ways they match up. I just want you to see a couple of them. 2 minutes. Okay, that's 2 minutes. And so I'd like to hear at least one or two examples. I got this thing lying around on my shop room floor. I didn't even know it was related. I come from a big French Catholic family where people just want to help each other. And they actually listen to each other. And it's not just my professional background that I bring to storytelling and stories. It's like I have a family deeply interconnected and listening, and that is a deep value in me, and that's how I think words and stories work, right? Who'd have thought? My family, right? So what are yours? Let's hear a couple examples so we can see how these start to play together before we go over to the ideal client. Want something lying around in your shop room floor, Diane? Thank you, and then Heidi.
Well, going through my divorce taught me that I needed to change what was happening in my life, as I didn't like the way it was. So when I'm working with moms and children who are living in a stress-filled, chaotic family environment, they're wanting change too. They want a more relaxed, calm, and peaceful home so they can flourish in it.
And I just want to give you an example, and then I want to let it go. I want to touch over there and then forget it. because I just want to stay where we are, but I want to show you how eminently practical this was, that this is. And Karen, one of the things you said to me last week, I think it was, is you said, Michelle, we just had a conversation. How is that? It comes out of this, you know, like the strategy session. It's a structured conversation for sure. We're trying to figure out what the best next step is for that person. That's the framework for the conversation. But, you know, things, when we understand this is how it works, and like for you, Diane, somebody's going, you know, you're in a strategy session with somebody and they go like, man, you know, when they're really honest, they go, I, whatever it is, their spouse, or their kid, or, you know, like, I feel like I have to get out of the house and I go places when I don't, maybe they're saying this, right? And when I don't even want to, because it's crazy at home. I don't even want to say that. But if you get to their real pain, right? Because my kid is screaming and I just, and Diane in the conversation, because it comes up naturally. She knows what's lying around on her shop room floor and it's going to come up naturally in a conversation. She's like, man, I really feel for you. I know what it is. Can I say something that's maybe a little, you know, TMI? A couple of years ago when I, you know, I had a divorce and I'm just like, I just so wanted to run out of the house. I'm making this up, but I wanted to run out of the house screaming. Sometimes there's so much chaos. It's just crazy, isn't it? And they're going like, yeah. And they go, Diane gets me. Oh my God. I trust her. She understands. She's not coming from on high. It's a real conversation. These things match up. You guys hearing this? This is gold. Thank you, Diane. You get that, right? It comes into real conversation, but I'm not even going over there. It's like, let's just stay with the creation of the offer. Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
This exercise is really great. Thanks for giving us like 2 minutes and 4 minutes. And your little analogy about the hair thing, it just taught me to think about minute things. So what I thought about when I was a cancer coach, went through my cancer certification, they taught us that it's just as important, if not more important, to listen than it is to be worried about having the right answer. Just holding space for someone is so valuable. And when I was, you know, first doing it, I was worried that I wouldn't have the right things to say and all of that. And so just to trust myself also. So the value of listening is more important than we realize.
Huge. And this is going to have spin-off benefits, not only for how you coach and help people, but in strategy sessions, the biggest part of it, for instance, once we get to actually offering the offer, right, with a real live person, holding space and listening to that person is the most important thing we can do. We have to actually see what's going on. And then we actually help them the best we can. We're an advocate for them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I will help you figure out what the best next step is, whatever it is. And if they've got enough pain in the area and they, in your area, and they see it too, it's just the natural and integrity thing to do. Like, hey, do you have any questions? Yeah. How do I do this? You know, well, I've got an idea. Do you want to talk about it? Right. So, listening, huge. It's a huge part that you bring to the table, and that will help in all kinds of ways. Thank you. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said about the connection? We had those separate circles and now we're connecting the first two, right? Yes, Mary Kay, thank you.
Well, I found something else on my shop room floor.
Yay.
I have designed trail courses for horses, and I've had a Gymkhana day. And that's a fun thing that can relate to what I said before about wanting to be chosen by your horse, the horse wanting to choose to do things with you. So in a different way than just dragging them around.
And help us, because we don't know as much about these trail courses. Tell us more about how, and I love it. How does that help to be chosen by the horse, those trail courses themselves? What happened in there that you know that that's a deep kind of choosing from the horse is going to happen when you do that?
Well, it's something that's popular among people, but I would do it a different way. So it's like a little obstacle course for horses. And so maybe one of the things is there's a, you have to go buy a big blow up dinosaur kind of thing, which is very scary to horses. So you've got to have the relationship that rather than just persuading your horse to go buy that dinosaur, he's going to choose to be with you.
And now you have an example that people relate to, then they get that, but they don't understand why it's not working. And it's so related to what you offer, what the transformation is, how you talk to people. It's like, oh, that reminds me of, and it's not some kind of canned conversation. You know, you own the things, and they're countless lying around on your shopping floor, and you own who you are. That's that big self piece, right? And then as they're talking about it, examples are going to come up. You connect with that person. You know, you can be in service to that person, and they can start to feel what that transformation is. And what this reminds me of, Mary Kay, I love this. You know, Cindy, one of our alumni, I believe, right? Because she was there when you began. And so I just saw Cindy last week. She lives just outside Phoenix. And she is a retired veterinarian, one of our alumni. She works with animals a lot. And lately she works a lot with dogs. And what you're saying reminds me of a video that she sent me. It was so beautiful. Like, to come from the in this case, the dogs, like to be chosen by the dog, to be chosen by the horse. She was entered a competition. It's a national competition. Thousands entered and they came in 12th. Like, it's national, it's international among thousands of dogs. And she showed me this picture of her dog, this video of her dog watching another dog do a training course. And the dog was just like the dog was like in love with this, right? And watched every move. And I was fascinated by this. It was just astounding. And then I watched her in the video of her with her dog, and her dog was just in joy. And you could tell that she has something of what you are, the transformation that you offer, because how she achieved that success was very, like, you could tell the dog has chosen both the course and her, or they wouldn't have achieved that like real deep connection. And it might not be exactly the same as what you're doing, but I can hear the resonance of that. And this example of designing trail courses so that people understand the tactical realness of this and the results of that. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Anything, y'all got that? You're hearing the connection between these two. Fantastic. Anything else wanting to be said about this piece before we move on? So much I want to share. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
I'll make it quick, but it was...
Don't. Like, don't feel rushed, because I want to share lots with you. don't rush through it. Right? There's always plenty of time and space.
Thank you. I'm feeling a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
Thanks. Sorry.
And no apologies, right? This is our heart's work. This is deep work. This is who we are, right? And what we do on the planet. And also, well, often we're our own best. We're about to get to ideal client. And thank you for this, Heidi, for whatever it is you have to say next to, because isn't this also, it's we're our own best ideal client. Sometimes it was us 5 minutes ago. Sometimes we have moments of it. Sometimes it's us 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Don't your moms need to know that it's okay to have space for themselves? And this is a part of you being that also, because it's like me. Do I always have empowering stories? Ask my daughter, you know? Right. We are our own best client, and we'll learn things about who that person is by knowing at a deeper level ourselves. There's plenty of time and space here. Okay.
Thank you. I actually found the courage to speak up and not let you go on because of her, to be that person. So I hear you with that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The piece on the shoproom floor was the experience, I think that's why I'm feeling this. Having grown up with a sick mother and spending my life trying to help her fix her, to heal her, but not having the power to. So the realization that a human being can't fix someone else has been a life lesson.
Thank you for sharing this, Heidi. Wow. you see how deep this work goes with a what's laying on your shopping floor and the transformation? We haven't even talked about the ideal client yet. I mean, we did, but we didn't, right? In this segment. And again, I'm going to touch over into like a potential strategy session conversation, and then I want to let it go. But I just want you to see how this is infinitely valuable, and you are so ready to make that offer tomorrow, and how, and the ease this brings to the conversation. We'll do more work with that coming up in July. All right. But imagine that Heidi's in a conversation with a mom, one of her autism moms who's in her ideal client zone, not that kind that is too far out and can't hear you. So calibrating just like Marie did, you know, not the beginners, but right. So there's a woman in front, and maybe because every autism mom is also unique and different. So there could be an editor, like a voice inside that autism mom going, well, but nobody really, because they feel alone, right? Nobody really gets it, what it's like with my child. Nobody really understands. And my child is different in such and such way. And it's unique. And so I'm alone, right? It's probably a feature of your autism moms. And so, yeah, and I've even talked to other autism moms, but they don't get it because of this and this and that. And Heidi, they might have an editor and pushing because in a given moment, because they're afraid or whatever it is, right? And Heidi says, well, listen, you know, I'm an autism mom too, so I understand. They go, well, I've talked to others, and that, you know, but in a genuine moment, and this woman says, it feels like nobody understands because I just want them to be better. And actually, instead of pulling from her experience with her, you know, her autistic child, Heidi goes, I get what it's like. I really get it. And it's just hard. Can I tell you something that's a little vulnerable? And again, this isn't canned. She's not going to pack it away. I'm going to make sure to tell the story. It's going to come naturally because you know and own what's lying around on your shop room floor, the many things. It's just one of many things, right? She says, can I tell you something? You know, my mom was sick. And I just wanted to fix her. And I tried so hard. And I just couldn't do it. It's why I so wanted to help people, because then I tried to do the same thing with my son. And I don't know if you're doing that, but man, that's what I did. And it just hurt. And especially if she takes it on herself rather than that woman saying, you're doing that. That's why I wanted to do this work. It just, like, man, it hurts. And this woman is going to go, oh my God, in her stomach, Heidi gets me. Yeah. Thank you, Heidi. And then Heidi gets, you get you more as you do this work. Do you hear what I'm saying? I know you already knew that, four most dangerous words in the English language, but that deeper level of knowing and how deeply that's connected to your work, and how hard that was. And then that, you know, from the child's perspective, and then, you know, because children so want things to be better, right? And so Heidi needs to not, in that moment of that conversation, she's going to say those things for that person. Do you know? So Heidi will want to be in that moment owning that story enough, but owning doesn't mean Heidi could burst into tears. Heidi could be very vulnerable in that moment. Heidi could, you know, it could be very, very real, because it's not some canned thing. Real. But in service to that other. And when she does that, that's so beyond what happens out there in the industry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Real connections with real people, because our stories connect us, and it's you owning your story, which you've got lying around on your shop room floor, how it's connected in real ways with that transformation. And it puts, like, so far beyond competition. It's like, what's that beautiful woman going to do when she's talking to Heidi? It's like, well, I think I'm going to shop around because, you know, maybe there's these 10 other people who work, and I'm going to go talk to the counselor. And a real connection with a real person who really actually wants to help. It's not a world of competition then. If you get that, raise your hand. Did you hear that? It's so, so important. Thank you, Heidi, for that. Thank you for being vulnerable enough and generous enough, and putting your stake in the ground for taking space. And that space serves. And that's a big self moment too. That's stage two. Because without owning that who you are, how do we go and offer something to somebody else? I'm going to be small, but I want you to be big. You know. So thank you for that. Beautiful. All right. Anything, does that feel complete for now, Heidi? It's deep. Yeah, beautiful. Anything else wanting to be shared before we go on to the ideal client portion? Good for now? Okay. So we've talked about, all we've been talking about is three circles, right? Look how deep it goes. It's like simple, 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 and profound, right? So then the ideal client. Talk about what's lying around on the shop room floor, the transformation, a number of words for that. Like it's not one thing, but put it down on the page. What is it you so dream of for them? And then if this is the, who's the them? Who's the person? And we gave the example of Karen. You know, there's all kinds of things about communication, about trust, about listening and so on in relationship, for instance. But it could be, and you've got hospice background, it could be how to talk to the person and tell them that they are dying. Not your work, right? But it could have been. It could be how to talk to your spouse and stay in relationship. It could be how to talk to the government who's going to give a grant. I don't know. Like there's many areas of relationship. You get to choose who you want to work with. This transformation and what's lying around on your shop room floor is going to be informed and it will be modified and it will be affected by now who you choose as your ideal client. And remember I said, do I still have my picture around? You remember the picture, right? Oh, here it is. But the arrows go both ways. As you see who this ideal client is, it's going to have you pull different things from what's lying around on your shop room floor. It's going to have you understand your transformation differently, right? So for example, what's the most important, for Karen, for instance, what's the most important conversation for a person to have? If it's about hospice, it's going to, or if it's about cancer, it's like, how do I actually tell my family? Maybe she's going to build a lot around that. She's gonna have a free gift around that or something. I don't know. For example, that doesn't care, the entrepreneur doesn't care about, especially if they don't have cancer, doesn't care about that at all. And even if they have cancer, as they're thinking about their entrepreneurship, they don't care. That's not what they're caring about. So how she's gonna use these things is gonna be affected by who that ideal client is. We're taking them kind of artificially separately, but we've already seen how these two interact. But I wanna artificially separate it out right now so we can see who that person is. And we're able to do that. It's not just artificial, but we're able to separate that out. So about your ideal client, who do you want to work with? The world is open to you. What's your heart's longing? For Heidi, it's not the woman who's so messed up that she can't even speak and she's blaming everybody left, right, and center or something. Like, not that person, right? So if you're not sure where to look for this, sometimes it's like people you've already worked with, if you're already on the court, but maybe you kind of sort of like them, but there was something not quite that you didn't quite like about that. Then go the opposite, like some people that you worked with, right? 180 degrees, you'll know who that person is. Sometimes it's somebody you volunteered with if you're just beginning. You've done it all the time, probably since you were a kid, something of that work, right? And sometimes it's if you are just beginning again, it might be yourself. It might be yourself, like who is that person? And let me see. Will this help here? I think this is going to help, Diane, if you can tell them in 30 seconds, you know, because, and again, this is some of how the circles interact. I want to separate them out. But some of the transformation Diane found by looking, you know, can start in different places at the ideal client. And you told me a story. Are you willing to share this here about it happened to be, your area isn't about autism, but it happened to be about somebody, you know, a child that was autistic. Are you willing to share 30 seconds of that story here? Because it's very powerful.
A friend of mine is a grandmother to, at that time, he was an 8-year-old autistic young fellow. And she wanted to start teaching him how to self-regulate. So she brought him to Reiki because she knew it was non-invasive. And the first time she brought him in, he was, of course, very nervous and anxious. We explained as best as we could what it would be like. He got up on my massage table and basically squirmed and wiggled. And if he was lucky, 7 minutes and he was out of there. A week later, she brought him back and he came in the door, threw off his boots and his coat, grabbed his little toy, and he was up on the table waiting for me. So he actually received Reiki for 20 minutes and you could see his little body relax. And that was, I think, the first time he ever felt relaxation.
Isn't that cool? Real people. And then you can see how it goes back to what the transformation is, right? But I don't want to even do that right now. These things are linked. But it's like, who do I want to work with? And that story lights Diane up, right? It's like, that was so great. I want to work with somebody like that, right? And that somebody, who are they and what do they want? And for her, it's both working with the child and really she's got to see through the grandmother's eyes. But in the moment, it's like, don't worry about finesse. Don't worry about details about it. It's like, I want to work with that person because this. And here, you know, here's who they are and here's what they're dreaming of. And here's the problem that like their top of mind problem. Here's what keeps them up at night. I get to choose who this person is. Who's that person? Making sense enough to go on? Trust your heart. 4 minutes. Go ahead. Okay. And that's our 4 minutes. And you know, can't you end up, we can do a lot in 4 minutes. Isn't it astounding? And I've watched so many people in so many different industries get stuck on this for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Look what you've done in 4 minutes, right? So beautiful. So let's hear, and again, not perfect. Thank you for that yesterday, Diane. You just go out there and do it because until we have that interaction with that real person, here's your ideal client, but that real person who is that client, we don't know all the component parts. So we play with these forever on paper. And then we think that we can't get there. It's because we're not interacting with real people so that we can see more and more of who that is. Like Diane's beautiful story about that grandma with that autistic child hopping up on her Reiki table, right? On her massage table. So let's hear from a couple of you. What can you see about who this person is? And there's many aspects to them, right? But you can write out lots about them. Like Diane could say a lot about who that grandma is, who that child is, for instance, is one example of who her ideal client is, right? So talk to me. Tell me a little bit about what you know about who this person is. Best stab at it. Karen, thank you.
My ideal client is a leader who wants more. They're frustrated with not getting heard. They're misunderstood or not being listened to, not getting the results out of the relationships they want, having lack of respect, playing bigger and getting others in your life to play bigger with you.
You hear that? Like, Karen, who are you and what have you done with the Karen of, I don't know, a week and a half ago? Can you hear how far we've come?
Making it 4 minutes is really helpful. If I said I had 3 hours to do this, I'd be stuck. So this is really helpful. Plus hearing what everyone else says. So thank you for this.
Look what you've got. Do you understand you can offer this tomorrow? And again, editors might get in the way, but at least conceptually, can you get that? There are people, you know, a bunch of people who are like that. They could use your help. You could offer it tomorrow.
Well, one of my editors was, I could do this for team building with companies. I've not quite done that. So my editor was saying, oh, you can't do that because you haven't done it. But
I think editors say this and that and that and that and that.
Yeah.
But conceptually, do you get that, like, you know, and for companies, it could be solo entrepreneur, like it could be solopreneurs. It could be, I know that energetically you are attracted to women entrepreneurs. I believe like you've done a lot of work with that. Doesn't mean you have to land there. You know, maybe by next year you'll go, I really want to work with the men. That's okay. Like it's a process, right? But what you can see from where you stand and then just going out to offer that. But do you know it? Like, just think about like when you as a managing director, have you met some women who are in this category that you just said? Maybe one, maybe two, maybe five, maybe 20, maybe 50. And are they actually hurting because of this? Of course they are. You are ready to give that offer tomorrow. The only thing that's in the way is the editor. Ask me questions about it so we can clear that out. But if you get in this room that Karen could be offering that tomorrow, like raise your hand. Do you get that? Like, people are hurting. Why are we waiting? And usually the last person to raise a hand is themselves, right? But at least conceptually you get it, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to take it from conceptually to by the end of this week, go offer it. And I would say tomorrow, but if there's an editor in the way, ask me a question on Thursday, ask me a question on Friday, go offer it by Friday afternoon, you know, just do it. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's hear some other, like, what do you know about who this person is? Yeah. Heidi, thank you.
He has an autistic kid, a teen, has been through so much, years spent trying to help and fix the autism and help her kid regulate. She has given up a lot of her own life to focus on her kid, yet a deep piece of her wants to invest in herself and create her own life at the same time. She is meeting her autistic kid's needs. She has plenty of money and chooses to spend as much as she needs to on her own well-being, learning, and evolution, knowing it will help her, knowing it will also help her kid. She wants to make herself happy and create a happy life for herself and her autistic child.
Heidi, freaking beautiful. I've got chills. This is the best articulation of your ideal client I've ever heard. And it comes from being on the court. Bless the person who wasn't the right person. I just got to say, because I can hear the pieces in that that come from her, comes from being on the court. Yeah. Right. And then also I can hear pieces. Can you hear the pieces about what's lying around on Heidi's shoproom floor? You know, like these things, I'm separating them out, but they are also interactive. The piece about spending years trying to help and fix and regulate, that comes way back from your childhood. And that's good. That's fine, right? That means it's in your bones. It's in your body. You know so much about this. You're in a world beyond competition. And also, you know, that also it's often an earlier version of ourselves. I don't know, Heidi, have you invested a little bit in trying to?
I don't want to add it up.
I think on the back of your book, you said, what a small fortune, right? Yes,
that's what I said. You want
to fix this, right? Yeah. So that's a person like you have done. It's often an earlier version of ourselves. Fantastic. All right. Anything else wanting to be said about the ideal client? I want you to notice how much you can do in 4 minutes, how much you already know about this person. You know the person, you know the transformation, you know what you've got lying around on the shop room floor to help you. Then why wouldn't you go and talk to them and see if you can help them? Do you see how it makes sense when we just think about these three circles? Why wouldn't you? You're a heart-centered person. The only reason you wouldn't is an editor. And then there's a couple other questions that I want to answer in the next little bit, because in case that it might be an editor nagging over here. So I want to answer a couple of other things that we think of as a central point, but aren't the central point. I'll clear that up quickly. Anything else wanting to be said about ideal client? Is this making sense? Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. And then, Anna Maria, I'm thinking about you because one of the things we talked about is, well, I'm thinking about all of you, but in this moment, I'm thinking about you because we talked about, well, maybe your high ticket offer is to sell a horse, do you know? And so that's one of the things you're going to think about is like, well, how is it that I'm going to, you know, how is it that I'm going to achieve this work? How am I going to? And one of Anna Maria's option for creating that high ticket is to actually sell the horse to them, or she could sell the horse to them and then show them how to have that relationship with that horse. Like there's many, many things she could do. But this is where I want to get to this next piece of it. Some of the things that block us, but that are actually, and we think of as offers, but they're just on the side, all right? And so first off, we often think, well, I got to figure out my offer. How many weeks am I going to meet with them? And how often do we meet? And should it be Zoom or should it be a workshop? And like, we think that's the core of it. That's just like, I just figured that out. It doesn't matter. Like you can figure that out in 1 minute. You can figure that out in 1 minute because like, here's the transformation. What's it going to take to get them to the transformation? Transformation first. Well, I think I could do that with them, you know, if I moved into their house with them in for a year. But I'd hate that, you know, you got to love it, you know, maybe that's one way to the transformation, but it's not the only transformation. I don't want to move in my clients. Great. You know, you know things about what you want to do. You got to love it. And you think, well, but would they come? When I first did the high ticket virtual retreat, no one has ever come to the high ticket virtual retreat except for one person who is outside the community. It has to be inside the community because I want it to be in this conversation so people understand it and can actually use it. But one person who'd already graduated from our community just shortly ago, before I had invented the high ticket virtual retreat, she's like, Michelle, can I come and do that? At that time, my day went for $10,000 and she had it already invested. We hadn't done it yet a day. And she said, can I trade my day? And I want to come to the high ticket virtual retreat. I said, no. First, I said, no. And I'm like, you got to be inside the party. But she'd already done the work. She was very persuasive. And then I changed my mind. And she was a dear, dear friend of mine. Like I'd known her from before. And I still said, no, because you have to be inside the party. But she convinced me that she would be online for really, and she already knew people in the community. And okay, yes, this is somebody very close to my heart. And so she showed me that she could show up well. And at that time I was doing things live. And then I told her, by the way, you know, we're doing this on Zoom. And she's like, oh, I don't think I would want that. I said, great, don't come. She's like, oh, no, wait. And she came and she told me she made her money back that week, you know, like, so you think, well, but will people come? Well, you know, she wanted it to be live, whatever. I'm doing it like this now. She wanted the transformation that much. It didn't matter whether I told her to stand on her head or whatever it is. Like, people want the transformation. In delivering it, what do you need to deliver it? And what would you love? That's all. And then the right person will come when they understand how crucial that thing is to their life. What's it worth, thinking of Diane's, what's it worth to that grandma whose autistic grandchild had been, and I'm sure that there's like so much more to the story about what was going on for him and what was all the spin-off effect in that life. And I know Heidi, that because that's right in your area. What's the spin-off effect for her and then her entire family? What's that worth? And then it's just her modality. It's like, hey, the thing that's going to get you there, this is a piece of what we do. It's this Reiki and it's amazing. And she could have said to her, it's Reiki, come stand on your head. We have to take a trip to 3 hours away and come back. Like, would that grandmother care? It's just the means to get there. We spend all that time on, you know, it's going to be three, it's going to be an ebook, and then you got to do this, you got to do that. That actually just makes people tired. They don't care, you know? And think of it this way too. Karen, you said, I really care about those pieces and I hardly know any of them, Michelle. And yet I leapt. Even for somebody who is really caring about those pieces, it's not about that. 90% transformation, 10%. Oh, by the way, you know, we're going to meet on Zoom, you know, if they want it enough and it's going to make that difference, and you need to know what the difference is first, and then they will know it through the course of a conversation, then those things fall away. And so let me see. So it's not about the features, like, you know, read these six ebooks and whatever. You didn't care that I was going to tell you to read The Science of Getting Rich. You didn't even know, and you might have protested, you know. But you do it because it creates the transformation. Make sense? And the same thing, it's not about the features, is like read this book, et cetera, et cetera. The how you get there. It's not even really about the benefits, although that's more than the features, right? The benefit, your autistic kid grandchild will stop squirming so much. That's a benefit. But what's the real transformation? For that grandmother, maybe it's like you feel like you can actually make a difference in this child's life. You see chaos in your family and you have hope that there could be a different future. Like, can you see the deep level transformation? And always the deep level transformation, the product or service that you're offering is the person themselves, whatever it is you do. They are becoming that person. In this case, the grandma is becoming a person who can make a difference in her grandchild's life. She's stepping into that and owning it and knowing it and doing things about it, and that she can bring peace to the family and so on. Can you see that there's a deep level transformation, and it's always the person. That's at some level, it's always that. And it's going to be in a very particular way in how you do. Don't go, well, then I don't need any of these words on the page. Of course you do, right? But it's always about the person. So not the features, yes, the benefits, but even more than that, the transformation, right? That's one thing. How to offer it, packaging and pricing it. Well, we get caught up there, but we could have spent the whole afternoon on that, but we'd have missed it. Do you get what I'm saying? We can spend 1 minute on that. And that's where people think all the work is, like, I don't have the package yet. And I don't know how to, you know, and should it be like 2 weeks or three? It's like, can you see how much it's not about that? Just decide and tell them, you know, choose it because you love it and tell them. You want to work on Zoom? Great. You want to meet with people? Great. You want to be like, how do you want to do it? Just do that. And they won't care about that part. Just figure it out. And the pricing and packaging, we've solved one of those issues for you. Pricing is $5,000 and up. If it's $5,000, great. We've solved that for you. Then it's $5,000. For some of you, it's going to be $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever. So then you can talk to me about the pricing. But if you're going, wow, 5,000, you know, I wanted it to be 22 cents or whatever it is, you know, your version of 22 cents, then we've already solved that for you. It's $5,000. And so then the other piece that I want to give you here is, what is it that is, and it's how these three things link together, right? Again, let me show you. See how powerful these things are. We went deeper into them. What's lying around on your shop room floor, the transformation and your ideal client, and real people who embody aspects of your ideal client. There's an idea of your ideal client, but there's these real people who are your ideal clients, right? And so it's how all these, you know, interact. And then we play with each one of these and actually do it on the court, right? And so with this, we can start with any of these circles. What's the thing that's so compelling to them that it's infinitely priceless? Like, we can't even measure it. And then $5,000 is actually small. It's worth double, it's worth triple. And for you, just replace the number. For you, it's $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is. I'm just using five because it's $5,000 and up that we're playing with here, right? Heidi, I want to turn to you in this. Because what you said, you invested what? Say a little bit about what you've, will you share something of what you think you've invested in autism kind of work alone, you know, to try to solve this problem as you're first trying to fix your beautiful autistic son, because it's like, that's, you know, what we're taught to do too. And then how to come through to a different place. Can you give us a rough estimate of some of the things you did, or like what, you know, how much you invested in, and what, how much this mattered to you?
Well, from the second I heard the word autism from the doctor, the first nanosecond of what do I do to get rid of this? Right. What do I do to fix this?
Right.
So it was, what school, and looking into, you know, what school, and then out of district school, and having to get, the school district doesn't want to do that. So you have to get a lawyer. So you're paying for advocates and lawyers. So immediately you're paying to get his needs met. And then as far as therapeutically, the list is huge. And I actually have in my book an example of where I go through but to one of the teachers, she said, oh, in working with Ethan in communication, let's talk, what does Ethan do after school every day? And I said, well, after school every day, we're going to another therapy and, you know, afternoons.
Hear it, right? Do you get that Heidi could continue on all day and all week about this? Heidi, will you give us a rough estimate? I mean, do you think that you invested $1,000?
Oh.
$5,000? $1,000. You probably don't even know, but will you give us like, and you don't have to, but it would be really helpful. Some idea, like, because it's been all over the place.
Easily 150,000, 200,000.
Right.
Borrowed money, you know, anything.
And then what about, will you share with them too? Because this is true for every single one of you. When you look deeply into even one piece of what you do, and the repercussions of it. The example I gave yesterday in different contexts of those insomnia, somebody can't sleep. The repercussions of that, and when that thing gets fixed, like, are you kidding me? Or even helped, or, you know, able to work with it, or whatever it is, right? So this is like $150,000. And then what about your career? Because you've talked about this in other times, right? What about that?
Oh, that was gone. I mean, that... I was actually let go because I was taking days to go handle Ethan.
Lost income.
Right.
If you added that up as well. So Heidi could be sitting there, was like, well, you know, she could be in her editor going like, well, I just help autism moms. What, you know, what's that worth? And how could I possibly charge $5,000? Look, can you see how ridiculous that editor is? At least in this moment, you in this room, like, Michelle, what's the highest to solve this problem, right?
The highest cost was my relationship with Ethan. That was the true expense.
He's naming all these huge things, right? And then, you know, and so that also goes on both what's lying around on her shop room floor, that goes in part of her transformation, and that goes into her ideal client, like who she's looking for. That what they don't want is they don't want the cost of that, their relationship with their child, because they're probably already feeling it. Can you see how it has implications for all those three circles? And then if her editor is going, yeah, but Heidi, $5,000 is a lot of money. Can you see how ridiculous that is? Like, are you kidding me? To actually make a difference in this, what's that worth? And then all of a sudden, it's not like, yeah, what's the cost of not acting to address this problem? Exactly. What if they don't come to you? What's the repercussions? So as you're thinking about that ideal client, what's their pain? What if they don't come to you? What's it going to cost them? Think of what you just heard here with Heidi. And I promise you, each of you in your area, there's a huge, huge, huge cost just like that. And if you haven't found it yet, you haven't gone deeply enough into the areas we're talking about. And I want you to find, if we're talking about $5,000, why it's worth at least double that. Can you see, even if Heidi has an editor that's blocking that, like for Heidi's area, for instance, could it easily be worth $10,000 if she's already spent $100,000, $150,000? It was the cost of her child, you know, the relationship with her child himself, and like the cost of her job is like in her area. Is there something clearly of value that could be easily $10,000? Like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? If you are, raise your hand. I want to know if you're hearing this. Clearly, Heidi then knows that it's worth at least 10,000. She probably will know when she really goes in, it's worth at least 20,000. She's going to get in a conversation and offer it to somebody for 5,000. Are you kidding me? When she really understands and knows in her bones what this is worth, she's just going to be sad for them if they say no. It's not about selling something. It's nothing like that. It's like she knows what this is worth. If somebody has pain in her area and they can feel it and know it too, this will dovetail with what we're going to be doing, you know, about sales and high ticket virtual retreat and so on. We'll get there in July, in a couple of weeks. It becomes easy to have that conversation. Can you see it? It's not even about the details of the conversation, and I can help you with that. But Heidi's in front of somebody who has pain like she had last week or 3 years ago or whatever. And this woman is hurting like that. And there's something that Heidi knows now is in her court that she could help her. And she has a conversation first to see if she's the person that she wants to help. She's interviewing her. It's like, oh, you're angry and you're blaming everybody in your life and you hate the whole world. And you've worked with these 10 other people and you think they're all evil. I don't want to be the next one in line. Here's go work with my competition, whoever that is, right? Or here's a social worker, maybe who can help you, you know? She's going to send them away with love. But then she's going to encounter this one woman and Heidi will see it right away. Man, I could help this person. And then in the conversation, she's going to see if that woman can see it, if she's willing to be vulnerable enough with what is hurting her, if she's willing to share. And if she is, that's a lot of pain. And the conversation starts to turn to hope. It's like, wow, what if you could actually solve this? It's a natural and organic thing, and it doesn't happen in a millisecond. My teachers say, do that conversation half an hour. I'm not good at that. Like, I know that's a model. I know it can work. It's not how I do it. Maybe I will one day. But I'm like, hold space for that person. And it's a $5,000 offer, so you have time to do it. You don't have time to spend with somebody if it's a $100 offer. Do you get that? So we get to be honoring with that person. And then Heidi, by the end, she's going like, wow, it hurts like this and like this and like that in the ways that Heidi's talking about. And that person has been real with her. And Heidi, and then they start to come to a place of what if you can even have, and she's not ready to go like the stars are shining and so on, right? She's like, what if you could even have a moment to yourself? What would that be worth to you? Oh my God. Like, I would die or kill for that almost, you know, if she's right. Or what if, you know, and something about the relationship or the what if, right? And then she says, do you have any questions? And the woman's gone like, because she doesn't have any questions by that point. Like, no, because they're like dumbstruck. And the other times they go, yeah, how do I do this? It's just natural. Well, I have an idea. Do you want to hear about it? And there's the offer. If this is making sense, raise your hand. Simple, 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 simple. Keep it simple. All right. So that's part of your assignment. Like, what is then, as we've done this, and it should be easier than you have thought before. What is it that would be so compelling that they would pay at least $5,000 for it? And the best way to do that is to figure out what they would pay $10,000 or $20,000 for. And your small self won't find it. Your small self will go, well, I don't know. It's only worth 22 cents, right? And then go back over everything that we've done today. And you'll start to see it. Are you kidding me? And you could pick up even just what's lying around on your shop room floor. One piece of Karen's MBA, not to mention all the other things, right? And she might not even be directly, well, I'm going to teach you the things I learned in my MBA. It's not like that, right? But like in the ways that we gave examples already. Or we could pick up the transformation. What would it be like to, you know, you've got, for Anna Maria, you know, you've had this horse and the horse feels, I might not have quite the right words, Anna Maria knows, this horse feels broken, but underneath your heart is broken actually, probably. Because you feel like you can't, the horse won't listen to you. Maybe if they're far enough down, like you feel like your horse won't listen to you. You feel like you deserve a better horse. Maybe if they're far, really far down, that might be too far for Anna Maria, right? And then you feel like you failed because you've broken your horse or your horse came to you broken. And if they're too blaming, those other people gave me a rotten horse. No, probably not. They're not ready for Anna Maria. Anna Maria is powerful, right? But instead it might be, you know, they've played with many horses, and then maybe it's one piece of it, of what's lying around on your shopping floor, and they really want to compete and win, but their horse seems to keep getting lame, and maybe they're blaming, oh, too much, not going to be Anna Maria's client, too low. But it's like, oh, I feel like that person maybe sold me the wrong horse, but deep down inside, in the midst of the conversation, they're going to be crying, because it's like, yeah, I wasn't really that person. And I was so busy and I didn't really take care of that horse and something happened. I don't know. Anna Maria knows. And I just want to get along with my horse. And I really want to win too. But I feel like I'm beating on my horse and I feel like a horrible person. I don't know if that's exactly it, but it's something like that. Do you get it? Each of you has that. And then for Anna Maria to create that $5,000 value, she could do it in different ways. She could create $100,000 value if she wants to work at the top end, the bottom end I told you about, like the person, it's probably too low, but it's a person like, I really, really want to win in this competition and I want to be better with my horse and I don't know how to even choose that horse. And then will you help me find that horse? And maybe, I don't know how it is. I don't know enough about the details of the horse world, but Anna Maria does. It's a $100,000 horse and maybe Anna Maria helps her find that horse. And I don't know, Anna Maria ends up for that finder's fee takes 10,000 or 20,000 or 5,000. I don't know. But then as she works with that person, it's a $50,000 package. I don't know. Could easily, like, can you see how small $5,000 is that now? Raise your hand if you can see that. Yay. You come down to that value, not reach up. All right. So those are the last pieces that I wanted to give you about how to work with these three circles. And if you had an editor about, but I don't know how much to charge, or I don't know what the, you know, how to package it or all that stuff, they're just mere details. I mean, ask me, we can cover that in 5 minutes on a Q&A call. It's really your editor that's stopping you. Let me help you with that inner story that's blocking you from seeing your own brilliance and what you bring to the table, or you're not seeing how much that person is hurting now today. So help them now. Don't wait a year. Don't wait a week. Help them now. They're in front of you. All right. Anything bubbling up wanting to be said? Either an aha or a question. All right. In my original envisioning of this, in my notes, I really wanted to do some laser coaching with each of you around these three circles. But I like, and I just, you know, I just trust there's always time. We've got lots of Q&A calls, right? Rather than doing it here, and Karen's going like, this is really helpful. Let's, you know, right? And making space for like, aren't you glad we made space for that? Aren't you glad we made space for what Heidi had to say? Oh my, like crazy wonderful. So rather than making time for that here, here's what I want to suggest. Then it's on you. And this is me trusting you. Ask for laser coaching. There's three times a week that you have access to that right now, right here, right now. If you're listening later, I don't know what you have later, right? But you know, right now, that's the structure we have. There's lots of places to ask questions. And so ask me questions about it. This is stage two work, but it's stage one and two work. Stage one is what's the vision? Well, Michelle, I thought it was $5,000 program that I wanted, but now as we're talking, I actually think it's $20,000, but I'm a little scared. You know, I don't know what it is. That's a vision question about this, right? Or Michelle, I get it in theory and for other people $5,000, but it still feels really hard. And I know I have an editor about it. Will you help me with that? Or Michelle, I get it, but now I don't know where to find that first person. And again, we'll have help with that in July, but don't wait till then. You can be doing this right now with the tools I just gave you today. Even if there was nothing else, only this call, you could do this tomorrow. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. You go find a person, they've got pain in your area, you've got the things you need, you go offer them something. And here's the thing, you don't have to go, but geez, now I have to be held to this offer for the rest of time. You offer it to that one person, and yes, you will serve and support that person, but you go, wow, that really ought to have been double the price. Now I understand its value more. Mary Kay, I know you know that, right? That next person you're going to offer for double the price. So think how lucky that first person is. I don't believe in beta versions. That's silly. I don't like that word. Because that's like, it's something like it's lesser than. You're going to give them your heart's work. You know, you're going to be working with them closely. That first person in, you're going to give them everything, right? Well, that next person, it's going to be double the price and it's going to be worth it. That first person is getting a steal. Like, but that's okay because they're building your program with you. Fantastic. Now you have a real live program that's up and running. That second person is so worth it for them because that's what it's worth. It's probably worth double that again. And now they also get to your experience with that first person. Plus you can bring them together and they can work together. We talked a little bit about that on the Q&A call yesterday. They can work together and you can bring them together and that's an even higher level benefit, right? Oh, when will you be showing how to have a next best step call? So how to do a strategy session? We already have that. One resource for that in our library is a conversation that I had with one of our alumni. Her name is Bonnie. It's a call with Bonnie. And access that 1 hour call. Mary Kay, you know how, like, it's a brilliant call, right? That was a call that I did years and years ago. So you can start there. And the High Ticket Virtual Retreat also helps you with that. And I don't even need to tell you anything about how to hold that call. You can do it tomorrow. You listen to the person. You see if you can help. If they already know that they're in pain and they want something more, you make an offer. If they say no, that's fine. Give them another suggestion that will help them. If they are not the right person, you don't make an offer. You send them away. Like and that call with Bonnie. We have that in Story Freedom Academy, and so that will be available soon as we're building. Like right now, we have things in Slack, and if you want it earlier, always that is what goes in Slack, the program channel. So put that question and that's good training about where to get access to things like that. Put questions like that in the program channel so that we can make sure that it's available to you. So if you don't have access to Story Freedom Academy yet, for instance, you say, hey, I want to access the call with Bonnie. You know, can you please give it to me? And actually, you might find it sooner, even for like team will be there to serve and support you. We got a lot going on these next 3 days. Well, there might be somebody who's listened to it and who's like downloaded and they'll go, hey, I've got that call. I'll give it to you. Right. So access the support of the community as well. Right. And then we'll have more support about that in July. The High Ticket Virtual Retreat is a huge companion piece to this. We're going to be doing the next level version of that coming up in July. So lots to serve and support you in this. And also I can't emphasize enough, don't wait. You don't need anything more than what we've talked about here to be able to have that conversation. And then also you can book that conversation. You will learn so quickly by booking that conversation with somebody. If they know there's enough pain in the area to book it, it's like, hey, you know, you got a lot going on. Do you exactly, Karen, what I did with you. Would you like to have that step? You thanked me because I'm holding space for you to try to solve a problem, a real problem that you have, right? So it's an honoring thing to do. Book the call with people. When you have the call booked, you'll have on point questions to ask me in the Q&A calls. Whatever it is, what's the first thing I can do? How do I, and Mary Kay, yes, I see the thumbs up. It's like, book it. And it's like, oh, now I got some questions, right? That is the best thing you can do, is book the calls, and then you'll be asking me the questions. Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
I listened to the High Ticket Retreat 1.0 from February. Good. I'm just now remembering, I think there, I listened to three videos.
Good.
But I think there was a fourth one that I couldn't download. So I didn't see a sample strategy session. Was it there?
There's only three parts to the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, because I don't do a sample strategy session there because it bogs people down. Just like there's so many pieces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's so many pieces about offer creation. I could have talked about pricing and strategy, about all that and so on. It actually gets in the way. There are three parts to it. You have everything you need to go and do it. And many, many people have come right out of that. And I remember when you first started, Mary Kay, and like, we'd already done the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. You came in the recording of it and just started closing high ticket sales. Like, now, Michelle, how do I help them? Right. I still remember that. Right. So, you have everything you need already. And Karen, I want to say this to you too, because it's for you and then for everybody. Often we seek education, and education is great. I spent a lot of years learning stuff. I get it. But it can also be a trap, strangely enough, as here I'm helping you and educating, right? Because we want this extra thing, this next certification, this other level of information before we do it. It actually can be one of the ways our editors get in our way. You don't need anything else than what you've got to be able to do this. Don't seek anything else, because I just want you on the court booking the calls. Book 10 calls. You can bet you're going to access resources very quickly. And the calls will be so heart-centered and so real. And if you're not sure how to complete the call, well, see if you can listen to their pain and then book a follow-up call with them. Give them some things to do in between that will help them see what the pain is, help them open out to potential possibility, and then ask me some more questions. So like on the court, always on the court, like we talked about right at the beginning, on the court, on the court, on the court, don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. We need less is more. We need less than we think to do it. And sometimes our perfectionist gets in the way. It's like, oh, here's the 10 steps that I'll remember. You are amazing. Have the conversation. You will learn. And once you book that, you'll be asking questions even more pointedly, because it's coming up and you will so want to serve them. Making sense? Yeah. We seek more education, and the best education, you need the framework. You got the framework here. The best thing is to be on, you know who the person is, you know what the transformation is, you know what your offer is, and think of how little you needed. You learned about the structure before you said yes. Pretty well, almost nothing. It's not about the features. It's about the benefits and the transformation. And then it might be pieces of, but I don't know how to make the words $5,000 come out of my mouth. It's an editor. Ask me about that. And there's, again, there's more. It's kind of like when we're learning to play the piano. It's like, just go do it and start. And we don't need to know exactly about how the little phrase is in box music and how it repeats and the best way to use it in the left hand and the right hand. I used to play piano before we start just playing the piano. Play the piano and it will evolve. Make sense? Yeah. All right. Really, really great. So ask me questions about it, about these three pieces. Any other piece is going to be an editor, and that's okay. But I don't know how to make the offer, but I'm not sure if it should be 3 weeks or four or 10 weeks or a year, but all of that's an editor, and it's okay. And also you have strategic questions, but doesn't rely on that in order for you to do this. But if it's an editor that's holding you back or making it feel hard, ask me about it. And the more specific your question, the more I can help you. And if you don't know what the question is, that's okay. Ask, and then we'll open it out from there. All right, we're getting close to time here. Anything else bursting to be said, without which we can't go forward, because I want to go to Ahaz and Inspired Actions to finish up our day today. Good for now. Utterly fabulous work today, you guys. How many of you actually know? I'm going to tell you it's an editor if you don't know, and it's okay if you don't know, be honest. How many of you know, even if you're scared, even if you feel like you'd like to know more pieces, that you really actually could go and offer this tomorrow? Just have a conversation with a real person that maybe you could help. Raise your hand, even if you're scared, even if it feels hard, even if it's like, yeah, okay, that's 100% of you. Thank you. Offer Creation Workshop. You guys, like, thank you for all you brought to the table here. Fantastic. So everyone's hand went up here. So if you see anybody here and they go, but I'm not ready yet because, help each other. That's just your editor. I saw you. You raised your hand. You're ready. It's just like editor. It's just, and then remember, stage two is step into your big self. It's in the doing of it that we gain the courage and the confidence to do it. You just need to do it. All right. Wanaha. Oh, last thing, just a reminder. If you're here live, we have a letting go half day virtual retreat on Thursday. Think of all the things you're going to need to let go of to do this, right? The idea that you're small, that you need all these other things in order to do this, like, isn't letting go, like, it's there for a reason at this time, right? Let go. The way I've always done things, what I've learned before about how the offer is supposed to work, what I think I need this, like, letting go, coming up in a timely way. That was our intention on Thursday. And then you can post your questions. If you have follow-up questions, you can post them for that call as well. You can post that in Slack. And now we have that you can post it through the, do we have that yet? If we don't, we'll post it soon. You can put it in office hours for now. If the JotForm channel is there, you'll be able to post that soon if it's not there yet, all right? And it may be in links, all right? So that's the place that we want it to be, but if it's not there yet, post it in office hours. Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
Is that JotForm for our questions for the Q&A calls? Can the same JotForm be used for all of the 3 days of Q&A calls?
The Q&A calls are Monday and Tuesday. And so it can be used for those calls. The office hours are something different. Office hours are on Friday. Office hours is one line questions put in Slack, like that laser, learning how to laser do that. And we only go to Zoom if we need to. And I'll encourage you and challenge you to receive that answer on Slack. So that it's like, oh, here's a question. Oh, here I've got my answer. Oh, now I can go. Right. So they have different functions as well. Right. So what is the one thing that I need? It's like, oh, I've got this editor about that. If I could just clear that, that would make it easier to go and have that call. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but you can post your questions right now in that office hours channel. That's fine. If the JotForm is there, we help guide you through asking that empowering question. And we'll do some training on that in a little bit coming up to help you ask more and more empowering questions. Right. But all questions welcome. All questions welcome. All right. Wanaha. One inspired action to bring us home. So Anna Maria, you're in my upper left-hand corner. You're up first.
My ideal client shows me the transformation that I offer.
Thank you for hearing that. Yes, they do. That's why we have to be on the court. We will stay at home and play with that forever. And it will be our editor stopping us from our best life's work and our best life. Until and unless we get on the court. And when they do that, what fun is that? It's so beautiful. It unfolds. Thank you. Yes. And your inspired action.
Okay, laser coaching.
Yes, fantastic. Exactly. So ask your question and that allows me to laser coach you so that we can work with your offer on the court and whatever snags you're running into or some finessing you can do to help feel really good about that. So you can go and offer it tomorrow. Fantastic. I love this. Yes, yes, yes. Diane.
My aha was realizing that my program has a lot more value than what I thought it did.
Thank you. Exactly. You can see why stage two is big self, step into your big self, right? And what that does for who we know ourselves to be. So beautiful. Like, what a great life. Thank you. You're inspired to action.
What's coming to mind is working more with my ideal client and describing her more clearly as to her pain points.
Fantastic.
And benefits to her and her children.
Yes. The more we know that, the more we're just going to, it's kind of like too, you know how you've never heard of a particular kind of car before, somebody tells you about it. And then that car is everywhere. You just never knew before. My ideal client's the very same thing. The more you know who she or he is, the more you're just going to see them and speak to them in ways that they'll hear and listen for that person too. Like there are so many benefits of that. Thank you. Heidi.
It really struck me that the numbers work down, not up.
Yes, thank you.
I had a, whoa.
If you just heard that, that will completely change the trajectory of your company. Thank you. Yes, they do. How do I stretch up to, no, it's not that, like 5,000, no way. Are you kidding me? Look at what you've invested. $5,000 feels very small. Very soon, you're going to want to start there and then raise your prices.
Yeah.
Because that's the value of it. That's the real value of it. All right, beautiful. What's your inspired action?
Ask for 10,000.
Heidi, on this call, did you just double your prices when you didn't even know the value of the five yet?
Yes.
Freaking awesome.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant and
crazy. Okay.
I love it. Step into your big self. You're understanding why we named it that based, you know, stage two, right? Is owning it. Thank you. Mary Kay.
My aha is I have an editor and I need to explore what I'm going to offer my one student who's coming to the end of the mentorship and the bigger package to offer her. And it's probably going to be twice what she paid this past time.
Owning it. Just like Heidi, fantastic. And it comes out of an editor and then you exploring that, that's because you've been, comes from deep experience on the court, noticing it, making use of that. And then the transformation in you for standing for the value of what you do. Fantastic. Yes. What's your inspired action, Mary Kay?
There are two people that I worked with probably 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm going to email them and ask them if they know somebody interested in this new expanded version of what I'm doing.
Brilliant, beautiful. And talk about an effective action. Think back to Science of Getting Rich, right? That one action, many results, right? And simple and super effective. Fantastic. Thank you. Karen, to bring us home.
My aha is that I'm gaining more and more confidence. I was really scared as hell. Still am, but I'm okay with, you know, stretching my comfort zone. And then my inspired action, I need structure because I lose thoughts. I have an idea when I'm walking or driving or sleeping or waking up. And so I like people to contact. So creating two things, creating a list of people to contact, just to reach out. And I have a way of doing that in the past where I'm just reaching out to say hello. And then it's a soft conversation. It's not like asking for anything. And then more importantly, time boxing my time about all these pieces of to do this. Part of it's studying, part of it's planning, part of it's creating what will be in my, what I offer, that kind of thing.
Fantastic. I love it. Actually getting it onto the calendar, blocking it out, actually doing it. Where do I want to, what do I want to let go of? And where do I want to spend my time? That's another thing. Like what actually makes it to your calendar? What actually makes it to, like, where are you putting your life force energy? Thank you. There's one piece that I would like to tweak for you. I love, love, love what you said. I need structure. Oh, need. If I don't have it, things will go bad. I prefer having, you know, I like having structures in my life. I prefer having structures. I structures help me. I just wanted to tweak that part because need is like, oh, hanging on and right.
Okay.
You didn't need structures. You wanted structures, but you didn't need structures to make this leap. So you don't need them. I mean, there was a minimal structure, right? But you left anyway, right? So I like structure. Structures help me to do my work effectively. Can you feel how different that feels? There's breath in that. And instead of exhaustion, there's expansiveness.
Yes. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Really fantastic. I love it. Thank you, guys. Thank you for playing full out. Thank you for showing up with all of you here. This was fantastic, fantastic work. If you heard 1/10 of what I heard here, you're rocking and rolling it. And I love that. I love everything that's said, but, you know, iconically, both Heidi and Mary Kay is like, wow, I think I'm going to double my prices, you know, and, like in all the ways that we just heard. And each one of you too, so many beautiful things brought to the table, but that's easily hearable, right? And those is standing for all of the transformation that happened on this call. You seeing you, you standing for you, you knowing the value of what you bring to the table. Thank you for playing full out. Thank you for what you contributed in what you spoke. Thank you for your listening. I saw you listening and being there with each other and holding space for each other. Fabulous, fabulous work. This is our first ever offer creation call. And I think this was just outstanding because of all that you brought to the table. Thank you so very much. Have a fantastic day. I will see you really, really soon. Bye-bye for now.